So here we are backstage with the 2017 World Sailor of the Year. Marit, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's actually such an honour to win a trophy.
Well, we stood on stage in Barcelona at last year's event. You just missed out that time, but this time you got it. What does it mean? How does it feel?
It's just incredible. I mean, there's so many good sailors, and it's always so impressive when you sit here at the dinner and you watch the videos about what everybody achieves, and actually everybody deserves to win it. It should be it's almost like a celebration for everybody, because it's incredible athletes, and yeah, to actually win it, it's an amazing feeling, and I see it as a big honor for all the hard work I've put in.
And you did a lot of hard work, and you were successful in 2017, and this award is the fruits of that labour. But it wasn't plain sailing, was it? It was a struggle.
Yeah, I think every athlete goes through ups and downs, and I was very motivated to keep going after the Olympics, especially because the Worlds were in my home country, and I wanted to prove that I was worthy of my Olympic title. And then maybe I trained a bit too hard and hurt my back, and then I tried sail here, I couldn't. I tried sail center there, I couldn't. And you know, it's quite difficult when you at home and you can't, you know, touch your own knees for 2 weeks. And sometimes it's difficult, but I fight through it. And I was so motivated once my body started working again, and then actually to grab the world title and European title, and now actually to be named the world, the World Sailor of the Year. Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's actually a dream come true.
So what next for you?
Yeah, what's next? I think I just keep going the way I'm doing. I love sailing so much, and I love competing, and I love winning most of all. So I try to win as many championships as I can, and then the goal is Tokyo, of course.
Right. Well, you say, of course, we've seen other sailors go off and do the Volvo Ocean Race. Do you have any ambitions on that side of sailing?
Yes, maybe. I on purpose I didn't do it now, because when I'm in it, I want to do everything, and I'm not just in it to win the Olympics. I actually want to, you know, raise the level and have a footprint on the sport, and that's what I try to achieve in the laser radio. And then maybe after I finish this, maybe one time I step on a Volvo, but for now it felt like I would do two things half, and that's not the way I like to work. So it's like I go full speed to Tokyo, and then afterwards we'll see what happens.
Do you get some time off now?
Yeah, I get this month off, so which is really nice. It's been a long season, a lot of ups and downs, so I get a little bit of time off. You know, I just bought a house, so I'm going to see if I can make it into something nice.
And in then, the Netherlands?
In the Netherlands, yeah, in The Hague. So I'll be all ready to cheer on the full Volvo race, you know, arriving next year. But no, I'll take some time off, and then I'll go back to full-time sailing.
Well, my advice is don't lift that trophy, because you'll put your back out again. It weighs a ton.
Oh my God, it was so heavy. Everybody would want to take a picture, and I was like, yeah, it's actually really, really heavy. But maybe I'm not well trained on this moment, so I just have to train harder, I guess.
Marit, well done.
Thank you very much.